Hello, my imaginary friend Simon here. It's Wednesday the 14th of March 2012. This is my audio blog. I'm known as SM2N on Audioboo. Sierra Mike, the number 2, November. Anyway, I've not managed to finish listening to all the Audioboos in my queue this morning, in my downcast, but I'm almost at work, so I feel I must make a very quick reply to RTUK, not sure whether Sawyer GP has listened to me, but anyway, certainly RTUK. But on the whole thing about if you were to move your posterous stuff to WordPress, of course, Ruth was saying, you know, it's not very easy to post to WordPress. And I'm sure that that you'll have seen from the link, Ruth, that the WordPress people, of course, they disagree. They like to emphasise, and they like to think that their service is very easy to post to, and they certainly emphasised on that post that I read, that link that I included in my boot, that you can email your posts in the same way that you would for Posterous, I know that there are WordPress apps numerous WordPress apps by WordPress and by others available for your iOS devices. I suppose the other thing is, you know, would you have for your photo posting blog, would you install a completely separate install of WordPress, or would you use it as a category on your main blog and maybe suppress that category in the normal navigation, but then have it displayable on its own? Lots of different questions, but it's tricky. It's a balance, isn't it, between security and convenience. Most things in life, you're trying to balance between the security and the convenience. You know, if you don't lock the front door of your house when you leave, it's going to make it very convenient to get back in again when you return from your travels. But it's not very good from a security perspective, so we choose to put locks on our doors, but we don't put 15 locks on every door and seven separate alarms. You can go over the top of security, and that can then be very inconvenient to then unlock everything and disable all those alarms. So it's a balancing act, isn't it? And you've got to decide for the particular thing that you're doing on the web, how important it is. So for something like for Geek Mummy, obviously that's a commercial venture for you. It's very important. It has value, and it's very important that you to ensure that it's still there, and that you can survive the loss of any particular hosting company or software solution. So for that one, you might be more prepared to take a few extra steps that are less convenient for you, but give you the peace of mind. Whereas for sharing family photos with family, you might be quite comfortable that they're all on your hard drive, and you can just post them to Facebook, because obviously with posting photos for family use, you need them to be where they're going to find them, don't you really? So whatever the most popular social network is at the time might be the best place to post them. But yeah, then you'll have to repost them elsewhere or whatever if everyone stops using that system. So it's definitely a bit of a balancing act. And I thought that was a very, very good story that you told about the 5¼-inch floppy disk. That's a very important lesson for people to learn and take into account, that yes, when you do have your backups of the stuff that's of value to you, you have to be aware of changes in formats. So when formats do die out, you need to make sure you transfer your backups onto a new format. So maybe you copy them. When you first get your when you get your first PC that's got a 3.5-inch floppy drive, ooh, newfangled 3.5-inch floppy drive, maybe you thought, well, I can still plug in my 5.25-inch floppy disk drive, so I'm going to transfer everything onto 3.5-inch floppies. And then subsequently, CDs, hard drives, DVDs, etc., whatever. So, yeah, definitely a good lesson for everyone there. So thank you for sharing that, and thanks everyone for listening. Take care. Speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.